outside.
Oh my God, look at this. There's people watching us. I just
Oh,
got
you're
out of
making a
the
big assumption.
I'm making big assumptions. Just step out of the shower. Hi there, ladies and gentlemen, and your illegitimate lovers. This is all joking aside, episode 107. We haven't seen you for a while. I am one of your hosts, Daryl Mendelson, and here my partner over here is.
Gregory Cohen.
And together we are the hosts of the All Joking Aside.
I thought, do we have an act name now?
I was
I
gonna
don't
say,
know.
like, we're the Law Brothers. We're not them. We're not them.
We're not them.
Anyway, we're glad to be back with you again. It's been a probably a lag of about, I don't know, maybe a
It's
month,
been
maybe.
a month. It's
It's
been a
been about a
month.
month.
Yeah.
Okay. And Greg, I'm gonna turn it over to you because Greg has a very special guest
I
he's
have a
brought to us
very
today.
exciting guest today.
I
I
can't
do.
wait.
I met this young lady several years ago when I cast her in a play. She's very talented. She has multiple talents, and as I've just learned, she's going through major transitions right now, so I don't know what talent I'm supposed to label her under.
Who knows?
So we're just going to bring her in. Her name is Adonna Kenlow, and a delightful person, and I cannot wait to find out what she has to offer us. Everybody,
Let's
welcome
discuss.
Adonna Kenlow.
Hey, Adonna.
Hey,
Hey.
welcome, Madonna. How
Hi,
are you
Adonna.
today?
I'm doing great. How are you both?
We are doing well, and we are so happy that you're here with us.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Absolutely. And you're actually sitting well framed, so you're
Yeah.
not blocking our logo, which many guests have done. So,
We think we're
points for
happy that
you
you're
right
here.
off
Unless your topic
the
is like, why do you guys have such low IQs? And then we won't be happy anymore.
It's not like she'd be the first one
I know
to
it's 100 episodes of that.
ask. So when as I was introducing you, I had mentioned that you're going through some changes in your life, none of which I'm aware of. And so I wasn't quite sure what label to put on you, if it's actor or any what many of your talents. So I'm going to throw it over to you. Hi, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Hello. My name is Adonna Kenlow, and I am confused. Back to you guys. No, I'm just kidding. So, yeah, life is
Join the
crazy.
club.
Yeah. So, yes, I am an actor, singer, dancer, performer, etc. And my life is going really hard right now in the direction of, well, I'm a Reiki practitioner as well, and I'm doing all this community healing and building right now. So right now, that's where my life is. It's like, look, get people together, get people liking each other, get people relying on each other and building together, and then also grow some stuff in your yard so that the yard
So
can be lively and healthy
we're
and
talking
feed people.
a spiritual path. You're on a special spiritual path right now.
Yeah.
Okay, because
Well,
we're
I mean,
looking for
it's
we're always
Adonna,
looking to monetize things. We want to go ahead and
please,
make a mug out of it or something, but can't do that.
if you are healing the
Please.
community, work faster.
Yeah.
Man, I'm doing my best. I'm like, I got till the end of the year and we'll see what happens after that. But yeah, hey, if you can put it on a mug and sell it, please do. And just, I'll take 20% or something. Like, I need something. Like, groups is not.
I don't know. 20. You're taking 20%. You're doing this for the love of people and for the spirituality. I think Greg and I should take the full 100%.
Well, see, I gave you the idea though, so I
You
feel like
did.
I
Yeah,
should. That
that's
is true.
true. That's
That
true.
is true.
Okay. Well, that
Okay.
sounds wonderful. Congrats.
That's
That sounds like a worthwhile pursuit
very exciting.
and goals.
Thank
Yeah.
you. Yeah, it's super
Who is
fun.
your community? Who's your community right now?
Well, I'm Long Beach adjacent, so basically the greater Long Beach area. I had some people come out from the Inland Empire yesterday. I have a guy who comes out from Fullerton regularly. A couple of people, a guy came out from Inglewood. I have another lady who comes out from Inglewood. So it's growing, which is really exciting.
That's
Okay.
exciting.
Yeah, so we'll see. We've got a little like mini retreat happening this coming weekend. We're gonna go stargazing in the Yucca Valley because there's a meteor shower every August.
Wow.
I've been
Very
trying to do this
cool.
for years. Yeah.
Yeah, I
So
know you were doing it last year and it didn't pay off at that point.
yeah. So
Are they
this
coming to
year,
see you for the Reiki to start with? Is that the basic beginning
honestly,
part of
last year I put together a whole thing and it fell through. So this year I had a random lady. I was like, I would really like to do this. I don't know. And this random lady was like, I have a house. And I was like, oh, so we just kind of are inviting people and seeing who shows up and seeing.
That's great.
Like, yeah. And so we're kind of seeing also what the needs of the community are, because people are struggling. Like, inflation is too high. Wages haven't budged, you know, and so people just don't have the money to spend on a weekend retreat right now. So that could change. And as I grow my community, then I'll meet people who have more of the like liquid or fluid.
But is,
you know, whatever.
Is this like, I mean, are you calling this a movement? Are you calling yourself a practitioner? I mean, what is your place in this community?
I'm starting to call my, I mean, I'm a Reiki practitioner. I'm an energy practitioner. So I work with energy and I work with plants and like herbs and, you know, essential oils, things like that. So plants and energy.
Okay.
And then as far as the group stuff, I'm calling myself a facilitator. So
a facilitator. Not,
I'll have the ideas or whatever. I'll be like, let's try this, let's do that. But it's a reciprocal type of thing. Cause I don't want to sit here and just be like, let's do this thing and nobody wants to do it or it's not going to be helpful.
Right.
So it's important for the people who are participating to be engaged and to have ownership over this stuff.
Okay.
Because what I want is for them to start building their own little pods. You know,
wow.
So oh, that's
this
great.
Thing starts growing together. So you have people like I have the one guy in Fullerton. Maybe there will be five people in Fullerton and then they can start growing together and start exchanging stuff. You know,
well, how do people find you right now? How are you getting these people to contact with you?
It's word of mouth.
Is word of mouth? Okay.
Yeah. I'm meeting people. I go, you might want to come to this thing that I've got going on. And then I just shoot them my IG and, you know, let's go from there. So I have two Instagram accounts. One of them is back. And then the number 21 Healing Arts, and the other one is back, and the number 21 event. So it's back to one is what I call it, because I'm a performer. Back to one. We're going back to one, guys. We're resetting. We're fixing this thing. We're starting over, starting fresh, you know. And yeah,
this is where Greg and I look and you go, we're not worthy.
We do that for everything, you know. Don't feel special, Adana. Really, no. Really, we're not worthy of anything. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
You have come to us with a surprise topic.
I have.
So lay it on us.
I think, speaking of like what we've been speaking of, I brought two topics actually. So I think I know which one you guys are going to pick, but go ahead.
It looks like a gender reveal right now.
I know. The other one didn't show up on the thing. It was yellow.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, since everyone would expect us because of our toxic masculinity to go with the blue, I'm going to go with the pink.
Okay. Guess what we got?
Wow.
We're not far from the point.
Wow.
Okay, but I'm curious. What was the blue?
You tricked us. It could have been. You could have taken a chance. She could have had devil worship. It would have been a horrible, episode.
No, I was counting. I was counting on Greg asking what the other card was.
You were, yeah. The curiosity killed the Greg. You've heard that expression.
So easy.
It works though.
Spiritualism.
But I want to hear you guys talk about it.
You want to hear us talk about it?
Yeah, we're getting engaged.
Thanks for bringing up the topic. And goodbye, Adana.
See you later.
So I know you're just experts and you're deeply spiritual people. So I know that you have like wonderful insights.
Oh boy.
I know that I can benefit in my path.
Okay.
So that's why I brought
it up. Okay, Donna, this is like a truth or consequences.
Okay.
One of us is very spiritual and one of us is not so much.
Okay.
You choose the one. Choose wisely. We got 5 seconds on the clock.
Oh boy.
Okay, ready? While you're doing, we'll give you some clues.
Okay. this is tough.
Greg, why don't you go ahead and tell her your little story about your spiritual connection to the world?
A little story. It is a very little story. No, you know what's really strange? Well, I mean, obviously, we were both raised Jewish. And we were both, I think it's safe to say, we were both raised Jewish by people who weren't religiously Jewish. That's a safe thing to say.
So like Jewish?
We were Jewish. Yes. We were.
It was Jewish by correspondence course.
Oh, got it. Okay.
We were Jewish by tradition, you know. I mean, both of our families took part in traditions, but it was like I was bar mitzvahed simply because my dad wanted to see me bar mitzvahed because when he was bar mitzvah age, his father died. So he never got to have his father see him be bar mitzvahed. And so he really wanted me to. So this tells you how spiritual I am. I sat down with him after quite a bit of Hebrew study and said, if I'm being bar mitzvahed, that means I'm a man, right? And he said, yes. And I said, so I can make my own decisions at that point. He said, to some extent. And I said, okay, so I'll be bar mitzvahed if I never have to go spend time in synagogue again, because it didn't speak to me. I was going through the motions of being bar mitzvahed. Now, as an actor, I was a brilliant bar mitzvah boy.
You start young.
Oh my God, boy, it sounded like I really cared. But I really did. I mean, it didn't mean anything to me. And
Well, you're talking about re
seriously,
re religious as opposed to spiritual, spiritualism.
But I mean, you and I both know people, I'm sure, who were bar mitzvahed, and it was a real spiritual experience. It wasn't for me. I got some pens, I got some cash. I got some nice gifts, you
I
know, a
profited.
few government bonds. Anyway, but so that never really spoke to me. When I got older, like when I was in college, I started really getting into ghost hunting, and I was very open to telepathic experiences, I would say. I spent a couple summers at a summer stock theater, a very old theater that was haunted, and I was picking up a lot of stuff that was going on when no one else was, that kind of thing. You know what ruined me for that
What?
is working at the Queen Mary.
Why did it ruin
Working
you?
because I was working as a ghost guide at the Queen Mary, and I learned exactly how open to suggestion the general public is. I would go through, take people on tours, tell them exactly what they should be feeling at that point, and gosh almighty, they felt it. And I started thinking, okay, how much have I convinced myself of this kind of stuff? So I really did. I pulled back a lot. Daryl kids, but he knows I don't have a whole lot of what would you say, Daryl?
Substance.
Interest, interest in things beyond the physical, I guess.
Greg is a very kind, caring. No, I'm being serious though, so
You're tampering it.
don't start having a heaving of the shoulders like you're getting mad at. No, Greg is a very, spiritualism involves compassion and love and care, and Greg is a very kind person. And he's a fairly compassionate, not nearly as much as, well, most anybody else, but he's a good person. But in terms of spiritualism, he's not a little bit of a more of a
Pragmatic.
we'll call it pragmatic. To differentiate for me, and this isn't saying better or worse, just different,
But better.
but now, God is on my side, and Greg will be struck by an ice cream truck this afternoon. I also, I love our Jewish background and the traditions and so on. It's fascinating on a historical level, in terms of, and also just it's nice to belong to your type. You've got new traditions you're starting here, or traditions you're amplifying rather. And I a long time ago start recognizing that there's something greater than the constraints of religion, whether you're Christian, Jewish or something. I subscribe more to, with my sweetheart Jackie, probably if we had to categorize it, probably more of a Zen Buddhism kind of thing, in terms of just, we're all part of the same mystery of life, and spiritualism is just acknowledging the beauty and the love in the world. So I look at religious pursuits as being kind of quaint. And I know people have to latch on to things sometimes because they want structure.
Right.
But I got to the point where I was kind of more expansive, and I acknowledged our Jewish background, our Jewish roots. But for me, just understanding the concept that there's this greater power in the world. And I've explored a lot of the things with Jackie, a lot of things, new age type things and so on. And it's, you find meaning where you find meaning, right? It's not that we're right or wrong, who knows? But for me, spiritualism, probably for you too, I assume it's a concept. I won't put words in your mouth, but it's just a concept for me of just being open to this sense that we're all in the same boat together, and nature talks to us, and we have a lot of Jackie's got a niece who we've talked about before, who's a PhD instructor at Cal State Northridge, and she's into druidry. Druidry.
So I don't really know what that is, but I know I've heard it.
It's basically celebrating. I hope I'm not misspeaking, but I think generally speaking, it's being open to the power of the spiritualness of nature. And so it emphasizes nature as being a spiritual presence and so on.
Now, but I do want to jump in and just say, because for those of you looking at me like I'm an empty shell at this point, I do believe that there is a huge amount of untapped power in the mind. As a hypnotherapist, I'm a hypnotherapist. Mm-hmm. I know what the mind can do, and I don't shortchange that power. Mm-hmm. So when I say, the people are very easily convinced of things, that can be for the positive as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. Whether that comes from an outer spirit or just inside the head, I don't think that makes any difference, mm-hmm. quite honestly.
And to clarify what Greg just said, he said hypnotherapist, not a hippotherapist, because
that's true. I used to be a hippotherapist, but those birds that live in their mouth they kept getting in the way of my therapy session.
He's got all these relaxed hippopotamuses lying on his lawn right now. They're all so free. They're so very calm and cool and collected.
They're very cool. They're very cool. People say they're the most dangerous animal in the world. Not mine.
Yeah. That's how good he is at hippotherapy. Right.
Very good.
You gave it up just so you could have hippo pets. Is that
so Adana, what sets you on? I mean, we're all connected somehow, whether we even realize it or not, right? From birth, mm-hmm. What put you on your spiritual path as a young adult now these days?
So, excuse me. So I, as a kid, I had like gifts, we'll call them. Okay. But there was no one around me that I could talk to about it and no one to explain it to me. And when you're a kid, you don't really have context for anything. So it was scary. And I didn't know what to do with it. So by the time I was like, I don't know, 7 or 8, I pretty much just shut it off because it was just stuff that was happening that was not fun for me that I didn't understand. So
can you give us an example of what that could have been or something?
So there were times where I lived with my family. We lived in a duplex. So my grandma and her family lived downstairs, and then my mom and my dad and my siblings lived upstairs. But for all intents and purposes, it was one house. So like sometimes I'd stay down there, and the energy was just like, I don't know. I'm not going to say that because I don't really remember, but I wanted to stay down there because I liked it down there. Uh-huh. So occasionally when I stayed down there, I would wake up and I would see things moving around in the room. And then like at a certain point, at some point there was like a thing and it would just like stand over me, like over my bed. And I had this like red eye and just like be there. And so I would just like cover my head.
Wait, you didn't enjoy that experience?
Not at all. Surprising, I'm amazed. But if someone had told me that it was just the ice cream man, I would have been okay with it. But no,
Don't start me. I used to be terrified of the ice cream man.
You did for real?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Really?
Okay. Because his ice cream man had a single red eye in the middle of his forehead. Oh,
that makes sense. That's why. Yeah, so me too.
Okay, same guy.
But I thought it was a maraschino cherry.
See, well, I would have known that if it was in the light of day. It always came at night.
Marketing. So that was an ongoing thing? That wasn't like a couple times? It was an ongoing thing?
A few times. And it was like, I would be sitting here terrified with my like head underneath the covers.
Wow.
And the thing is, I would pull it down and it would still be there. And
oh so my God.
I know. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. That's so scary. That wasn't fun. There were things that I know that I've shut out that I can't remember because I know that there was more, but I can't even like grasp it right now. But fast forward, I was probably like 10 or 12 or something. I remember being on the beach with my mom and there was a downed surfer and he was sitting on the sand and he was like, ah. And I just knew that I could heal him. And I was going to go over there and like put my hands on his ankle. And my mom was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm going to help him. And she was like, no. And we kept going. And then I'm being dragged away and me and the surfer just like lock eyes. And I'm like, ah, you know. So wow. That always stuck with me. I was like, what was that? Oh, and then in school, I would feel like guided to do like, almost like there was like an invisible force behind me, like directing me to do, you know, and then I would like hear things in my ear, like do this, do that. Like the thing with the surfer, That was more of a feeling. That was more of like me visualizing, putting my hands on his ankle and like magic coming through and then he would be fine. But sometimes, so then after that, I don't know. I would hear like, use your hands for this. I didn't know what that meant. So I started writing and I started sketching. And I wound up being pretty good at writing. So I kept writing. Sketching was, but I was like, I don't feel like this is it. Like, this isn't enough. And I wound up living in Santa Cruz and I would sketch the trees and I would sketch like animals and like, but I was like, this isn't it. I don't get it. And then, so I was working at this facility where they had seminars coming through all the time. And this one lady was facilitating a dreams session. And so on my time off, I could go sit in and she was like, pay attention to your dreams, meditate, do all the stuff, you know, just go in and get deep and stuff. And so I would, and then I would like have out of body experiences. And then I would explain them to her. She's like, oh, that's wild. Maybe this is what that means. Maybe that's what that means. And I'd be like, oh. And then there were these ladies there who two were Reiki practitioners. One of them did what I understand now to be EFT. So I had the worst allergies. My dad passed away when I was 12. And then pretty much from that point on, I couldn't breathe through my nose. It was just pressure and mucus. And the doctors gave me a nasal spray, even though I was like, I can't breathe. How am I supposed to, this isn't going to work. So like the worst allergies. And then, so I asked them, now I'm 18 and I'm like, could you heal my allergies? And they're like, yeah, probably come by our cabin tomorrow. So I go to the cabin tomorrow and they're like, sorry, we're on our way out. We got to go. And I was like, but you promise. And so the lady does EFT. She goes, go find some plants that you might be allergic to and bring them back. And I'm like, I'm a city girl. So I'm like,
okay. You don't know what the plants look like.
I don't know. There's some grass out there. So I like ran around, frolicked through this meadow and picked some stuff and I brought it back and she was like, okay, these are in the same family. Like she was able to separate the plants and then put them in the palm of my hand. And then I would tap like different places like on my body and say like, I'm one with this plant, I resonate with this plant or whatever. And one of them that was the most disruptive to my energy field was wild sage. So even now, like I work with sage and if I'm like making a sage bundle, it'll make me sneeze, but I'm okay. Like I'll be a little bit congested. So I'm like, I am allergic to this. That's crazy. So that happened. They left. I went along my merry way. The next like three nights I had crazy dreams and then I was fine.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, what is this? And I was like researching. And so then I discovered Reiki because of that. And I, you know, now I know what EFT is. And so during the pandemic when we were
okay,
all
I'm
like,
going to stop you because okay, I don't. What is EFT?
EFT, emotional freedom tapping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's basically, it's energetics, but like with physical tapping and like, I guess people call them affirmations. I don't know. I think some of this, like the new age stuff has gotten co-opted and gone a weird direction, but we understand what affirmations are. So I think that's right. The closest thing. Yeah.
Who is it? Was it Anthony Robbins? Some of the new age gurus talk about tapping. Tapping things, and it's a neuro thing to emphasize some sort of a feeling or something, or
yeah,
they talk about tapping to make yourself have a sense of a strength or something. I can't remember.
You can do it for anything. I mean, the body has energy all through it, and there are certain points that exist. I mean, acupuncture has been around for thousands of years. It's the same thing. It's just with tapping. You know,
I have a science background, and I used to completely hate people talking about acupuncture when I was young. Acupuncture, that's ridiculous. Oh, it's been around for thousands of years, and the Chinese, and I said, I don't care. It doesn't. And now the American Medical Association, they recognize it. It's actually a recognized thing for free treatment. So,
yeah, finally,
look at me. Egg on my face.
Did you accept it because they accepted it, or did you try it?
I've never tried it.
That's a great question.
That is a great question. And thank you for making me look like a schlemiel. Jackie actually had we had a dog that was actually having arthritis, and it's easy to poo-poo things when you have a science background. Mm-hmm. And there's, of course, spirituality and science, that they're not completely mutually exclusive. And she took this dog that we had to a practitioner. And I don't know if it made a difference or not, because, you know, the little dog couldn't speak English and tell us, but she felt made a difference. And so she had the needles put in. Mm-hmm. I'm open to hearing the feedback from science. So I think I accept it now more, because it is some of the more venerable organizations that I trust and so on do accept it and acknowledge its usefulness. And I mean, I can understand the science behind it too. It's not, you know, hocus pocus stuff. It makes sense. You're putting nerves into meridians on your nervous system. You're putting needles rather into these things, and you're interrupting flows of energy. Mm-hmm. And essentially, your nervous system is a whole system of energy. So it makes sense on that level for me. Yeah.
Okay.
I've cool. never yeah. had it done either.
Yeah.
You know, but I got it.
I'm not a big fan of needles.
That's you know, I had to go, which is why I went. And now I swear by it, because I had 3 migraines in 3 days. And I was like, we're never doing this again. And I found this guy who was like, got all these awards in like 1995. And he was like up the street from me.
Oh.
And he hooked me up. I had to go every day for 5 days. And I got so sore because the needles went into the same spot.
Oh.
And then I had to go like every other day for a couple. Anyway, so literally like in the back of my neck and my shoulders and in my hands, he basically hooked me up to these little tiny jumper cables. So not only am I getting like the acupuncture, now I'm getting like, it was crazy, and I was so tender, but it worked. So now I'm like, go. I tell everybody, go.
It might be bizarre, but it cured your migraines.
Yeah. Now it's like, if I have one, it's because I ate something I shouldn't, or I'm too stressed out or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like an external trigger. Yeah.
So you have, this is really wonderful, because I've known you through Greg and having perform with you a little thing online once.
My favorite thing ever.
It's
so fun.
As an actress, and you're a wonderful actress. I've seen you in other stuff. So does your acting kind of tie in with your spirituality too? Did spirituality take you to acting, or did
I don't think either one brought me to the other. I think they're just expressions of who I am.
Okay.
Because I mean I have performers in my family, like it's in my blood.
Okay.
I've always performed. I was dancing since I was little, but it was like African dance and other types of cultural dances.
Okay.
So I've kind of never not performed. It's who I am. I'm not even, now that I'm doing this, I can't see myself not performing, like never performing again. So yeah.
Okay. So if someone gave you the choice, you can only do spiritual pursuits or acting, which would you choose?
I would do spiritual pursuits because I can act while I'm doing that.
Oh, oh.
Cheater, oh. Cheater.
Hedging the bet. There you go.
I knew she was going to answer that way, too. Before she opened her mouth, I knew she was going to say that.
Here's a question.
Okay.
From the, for lack of a better term, non-spiritualist in the group here.
Okay.
If you were to introduce me to spiritualism in some way that is going to, in your mind, absolutely change the way I look at things, as far as, you know, does this exist? Does it work? That kind of thing. What would be the first step?
Adonna, before you answer, just realize this is a cry for help.
Okay. It very well could be.
With that in mind, thank you, Carol. I would say, did you know that when you put a plant in a room with a single light that is hooked up to a random number generator, this is getting complicated already, I apologize. But let's say you have a light that swivels, that's connected up to a random number generator, and each corner of the room is a different number, right? Over time, the light will swivel, will shine to each point in the room an equal number of times. You put a plant, because it's random, right?
It's
so
random.
Probability suggests that each corner would get hit equally. Okay. If you put a plant in one of those corners, over time, the light will favor that corner.
Really?
Yes. So this suggests that the plant is conscious and it is operating on the number generator that is operating the light.
No, you're bringing in something else. You're talking about conscious. Can it be without a consciousness and still have that ability to cause that to happen, that phenomenon, without
but
consciousness?
Then it wouldn't be. You could remove the plant and then the phenomenon wouldn't happen. But this experiment suggests that plants are conscious.
Okay.
So this experiment has been done.
Yes, multiple times. So this suggests that in our scientific pursuits, we are leaving out the variable or the constant of consciousness, which is why we miss so much.
I don't doubt that at all.
So I would start you there.
So I got to get a light and a random number generator.
If you want to do it yourself, it might take a while. But what I'm offering with this is that all things, we're sentient, we have consciousness, we understand ourselves to have consciousness, but that stops because of our humanistic, human-centric, egocentric, whatever. Mm-hmm. But we lack the perception or the desire to understand that everything around us that is a part of this earth is connected to this consciousness. Everything is conscious.
Right, right. So this is like this is like the science of mind. You know science of mind?
Is it a book? I haven't read it.
Well, Science of Mind is actually, it's a spiritual pursuit started by Ernest Holmes.
Okay.
And it's actually a new age pursuit. It's actually been around for decades, but it deals with the consciousness of the universe, that there is a universal consciousness. And if enough people put their minds towards thinking a certain way about the world, you can actually influence the way the world responds back.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's like just one small aspect for me that I think of spiritualism, because that's just, we're all connected. And then I
believe that. I mean, that's not a stretch for me.
But it goes beyond humans that we can see and understand. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm. No, I get it. I get it. I mean, as far as everything having a consciousness, I buy into that. I mean, I think God knows, as you well know, I certainly have no trouble believing that of animals.
Yeah.
In fact, this is a side issue. There is a dog food brand.
Uh-huh.
I won't mention their name. I understand they do very good work, but their slogan is, you love them like family, so feed them like family.
Okay.
That offends me so much because I don't love my dogs like family.
Oh, right.
They're family.
Yeah.
So it's a little thing. So yeah. You know how I feel about animals, yeah. And I fully believe that. I've recently heard, you know, the lovely scent that we all relish of, you know, a new mown lawn is actually a cry for help, which is really, really sad for me. But I don't know if you heard that, Daryl. Yeah, it's like these are the pheromones that plants give off to signify pain or warning.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that's so sad, but sure smells good.
Yeah.
So as far as clients having some sort of consciousness, I can understand that as well, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's
the basis of spiritualism.
I understand energy and power. And yeah, they talk about, you know, some people talk about, you know, you sing to a plant and it'll do better. But there are other kinds of energies too that can influence that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Frequencies, vibrations, that sort of thing. You know, consciousness, I'm looking up, I'm cheating, right? I'm looking up the definition.
Shame on you.
So for example, it has, the word has come to imply a center where you can experience the consciousness. And of course, you know, on a superficial or easily understood plane, that's the brain for human beings. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about a plant's consciousness, of course, it doesn't have a central nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And but again, there's experiments and they've shown this. Again, I used to kind of doubt this too, but I think there is actually conclusive proof that has been verified over and over again that plants will thrive if there's certain types of music as opposed to other kinds of music. And so they are certainly susceptible to that. Mm-hmm. But then I always question myself, what could a consciousness, what can that be within a plant? And as I'm saying that to you right now, I'm realizing that I bought into and I believe in this universal consciousness. So I guess there's a little bit of a looseness with the way I look at that word. Hmm. I guess it's putting out positive vibrations into the world will affect everything, not just human beings. It'll affect, you know, the sense of love in the world. And what is love is an energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you love something, it can actually, we know what it does for human beings to feel love, but to put love out into the world, it affects the quality of the world itself. So I don't know. I mean, it's kind of hard, isn't it, really, to kind of put a pin on this thing.
Yeah, the thing, it's just because our Western science is so slow, honestly. Like, you have Eastern cultures who have known this for centuries. Like, this isn't a conversation. It's an innate knowing.
Right, right, right.
You know? And so for us, we have to pick everything apart. So like when you're talking about the plant is a completely separate being. Like, it's not built the way we are. It doesn't function the way we are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, science has even, I'm just saying science, they've found that their optical receptors, the ones that we have in the back of our eyes, they have all over their bodies.
Okay.
They can see us.
Okay.
So it's just that science is slow. For me, because I live in the world of energy and I'm a big feeler. I'm a big science person too, but I've always just been like, I know this inside. And it's just that I feel gaslit by Western science, basically, when I know something and Western science is like, no. And I'm like, just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Stop. Like, so for me, like with plants, like I've always kind of known, like, cause I can sense things like that, you know, like they know when I'm there.
Okay.
So as far as like just understanding energy, like you're saying, like we feel each other when we enter the room, we know when someone's in a bad mood before they even open their mouth, you know?
Right,
these beings that we can't relate to really, because they don't move like this, us, their anatomy is different. For me, I just kind of go, you know, I believe that you are conscious and I can't see with my own eyes. I can't conceptualize it yet, but I can tell.
You know, you're very right. I mean, it's science at some point, it's a constraint.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, we're used to thinking in terms of logical ways of being. Excuse me, hold on 1 second here. This is my biology degree.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one last question. We're running over, so I wanted to kind of wrap things up. There's so much to talk about here.
I'm so glad that you guys are on board this. I was like,
No, it's fascinating.
I love talking about shit I don't understand. Anyway.
Which is practically the entire world.
So just to clarify, because I can get on board, as I've said before, with this consciousness in all living things. But the root word of spirituality is obviously spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So are we talking about every living thing has a spirit, or every living thing shares a singular spirit, or there's a separate spirit that controls every living thing, or what?
Why does it have to be or?
Because it does.
In the Druidry thing, they're talking about, again, you can use the word to express something deeper, and you can get tripped up in the word. But in Druidry, even rocks, which are not living, what does living mean? But they say even that has a spirit. Yeah. I mean, you can have a grass and plants; they're living. I mean, biologically, we can even understand it scientifically. Mm-hmm. Minerals. Rock is minerals and stuff, but some people feel that they have a spirit as well. And the Japanese look at, like, in a Japanese garden, they put together Zen garden with the rocks, and they make the little marks of the river going through it, and that's a very spiritual pursuit for them. Mm-hmm. It means something. It affects you when you see that stuff. I mean, there's a spirituality to just seeing something beautiful. What is that when you see, like, a beautiful painting or a beautiful sunset, and you feel your heart expanding, growing? What is that? Why is that happening? And spirituality is basically, isn't it love? Wouldn't you say, Adonna? Is that essentially the essence of it?
Essentially, yeah, love and connectedness, oneness.
Yeah,
because we are fragments, I would say, of the same spirit. You know, like, we are all the same spirit, but we are all, like, it's drops in an ocean. Like, the drops are separate, but they, when they join the ocean, they're unrecognizable. You know, so it's all, and then not even that they stay as drops when they enter the ocean. You just become a part of the all. So that's why I'm like, why does it have to be or?
Well, I think that's an excellent question to end with.
Or is it?
Or.
Oh, damn. Now we have to go for another 45 minutes.
He's trying to wrap it up. I'm screwing it up.
No, that's very interesting.
It is.
Well, once again, give out your Instagram address. Please. Okay.
Yes.
And I'll put them up here too, so people can read.
Okay, great. So my personal Instagram is at A Kenlow. It's Adonna Kenlow, AKENLOW. My healing arts and my events Instagrams are, actually, let me just double check to make sure that I'm giving you the right one, because I've given the wrong one before. So yes, okay. Back, the number 21, healing arts. And at back, the number 21, events.
Wow. That's great.
Got it. Yeah. Wonderful. All right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to log out here
in
our traditional and very spiritual way. And we haven't done this for a month, so we're both going to screw it up. I'm sure.
Join in. You want to lead us?
You want me to lead it this time?
Yeah, because I'll screw it up always.
And just join in here, Adonna.
Okay.
Be happy.
Be happy.
Be happy.
Be healthy.
Be healthy.
Be healthy.
Be a blessing.
Be a blessing.
Be a blessing.
And always keep smiling.
Keep smiling, everybody. Yay. Thanks, Adonna. Yay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
All joking aside.